here this hour talking about air conditioning for the edification and education of all of you Arizona homeowners to protect you from overpaying for new equipment and overpaying for comfort day in and day out through this upcoming Arizona summer. We're here with Jeff Heller, sales leader for Trane Air Conditioning, Southwest United States. How far east do you go?
We go to El Paso in southern New Mexico.
Isn't El Paso the evap-cooled capital of the world?
They have quite a few of them there, and I've also discovered Albuquerque has a lot of evap coolers still in it.
I always thought it was El Paso or Lordsburg. But anyway, there are some definite takeaways I want to emphasize for our Arizona homeowners. Number one, do not replace like for like.
Right.
Explain that.
So we're beyond, you know, the knowledge today is we just don't change out boxes anymore. We want to install a system that is properly sized and is going to meet the needs of the homeowner and the house.
If your air conditioning contractor comes out and quotes, you have a 3-ton, I'm going to bid you a 3-ton. They are doing you a disservice, an expensive disservice. Okay. So number one, do not replace like for like. Number two, I would recommend a manual J or a whole house energy audit prior to any air conditioning replacement.
Absolutely. Now, it could come out that the manual J comes out with the same size system that you had before. It's not impossible, but if they don't do it, there's no way of knowing. It's like a doctor treating an ailment without doing any kind of diagnosis.
So if your air conditioning contractor is not asking you a lot of questions about your lifestyle, about the vintage of your home, the vintage of your windows, and what your average bills have been in the past, and taking a hard look at the integrity of the ductwork, both the return and the supply, both have to be considered. I've never found a house, including my own house, that didn't have leaky ducts. It's 100% of the time there's leaky ducts.
Yep. Yeah. APS, SRP, various energy audit companies around the country, 80 to 90% of the time they find some flaw in our duct systems.
Yeah. And we will find it 100% of the time, and about 10% of the time it's livable. It's not worth the expense to fix it. So you just live with it.
Right.
But literally 100% of all your ducts leak. A manual J or an energy audit before you get an estimate. Do not oversize. If you're going to make an error, slightly undersize. And do a complete duct analysis. Those are like my major takeaways for you Arizona homeowners, that if you would abide by these rules, you're going to live more comfortably. We're going to be producing a more sustainable society. We are going to be better economists of the grid system, and we're going to live more comfortably.
So forget the evap.
That's the other takeaway?
Forget the evap. Outdoor use. Get a roll around for your patio.
Maybe for your chicken coop.
Put one out. Oh yeah, we do evap our chickens.
Your chickens are happy.
Or out in front of the pool, you know, just to create a breeze if there isn't one. Mm-hmm. Just to keep bugs out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, but they don't have a place in the house anymore.
That's right.
All right. So some major takeaways, Mr. Jeff Heller of Trane, sales leader for the Southwest. Thanks. Do you go all the way to California, or is that a zone?
No.
That's a world all by itself.
That's a different. That's a whole nother world. Yes.
That is. Well, you have the best region in the whole country. Then
we do. We're pretty blessed. We've had a lot of great growth over the years. We build a great product. We've got a great group of contractors out there that we work with. Our Trane Comfort Specialists are fantastic. You can learn more about them at Trane.com. And one of the biggest things I find about our equipment and why it's so reliable over time and maintains its efficiency is the technology that we continue to improve. But one of the proven ones is our spine fin coil technology that we use. It's all aluminum, so it doesn't corrode. It doesn't, when it loads with dirt, you don't lose the capacity and efficiency like you do with a typical plate fin coil in most equipment. So over time, they're very, I see contractors pulling, 25, 30-year-old systems off the house. They're inefficient as heck because they're 30 years old, but they're still running. But
hard to stop a train.
It's hard to stop a train.
Well, we appreciate y'all's support of the show. We appreciate y'all's support of the Arizona homeowners. And we appreciate you coming in and sharing your wisdom today for the education, edification for the Arizona homeowners. Jeff Heller, thanks a million for coming in.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Now, in the next hour, we're going to carry on this topic just a little bit more about talking energy audits, as well as taking your calls at 1-888-767-4348. And it is our Memorial Day edition of Rosie on the House. We've got some particular Arizona Medal of Honor winners, some particular monuments and locations we'd like to mention that might be a great opportunity for you to take the kids and get out and introduce them to what the true meaning and value of Memorial Day is. It really should bring a tear to everyone's eye when you fully appreciate what we're celebrating this weekend.